And racing with the cadets, heat number 4, and a good start. Great jump that time by Josh Haynes, who works his way around the top of the circuit. Now heads down the pit straight into a pit turn. He leads from Finley Allen and Cooper Allen as they work their way down across the start finish line to complete lap number 1. 0.24 of a second lead at the front of the field as they head through the S's and up over the rise. Haynes, Allen, Cooper, Finley Allen, Cooper Allen, then it's Levanis and Bolton. Levanis a P-plater, so that means he's had less than 3 race meetings in carts, and is doing a good job at the moment, just finding his way, getting more and more confident with every outing. Haynes under pressure now from Finley Allen as he comes across the line to complete lap number 2. Haynes now, well, this is better driving from Josh Haynes because he is very fast. He's equal of Finley Allen. In fact, last time by, Finley Allen was only 4/100ths of a second faster than Josh Haynes in the rock-solid concreting cart. So it's much better to see him staying on that racing line and trying to win this race rather than just defending. Allen right on his back bumper. The 10 cart leads the 29 here as they come across the start finish line. 0.2 of a second was the gap last time. It's less this time. It's 0.119. So Josh Haynes, who ran a very defensive race in race number 3 to eventually finish second with the fastest lap of the race, this time running a much more aggressive campaign and trying to keep that cart out in front. He was a tenth of a second slower than Finley Allen last time, which is why Allen was right up on his back bumper after he had opened up a 0.2 of a second advantage in the first few laps. But very quick around the top of the circuit is Haynes. Allen, very quick through the pit turn, which sets him up for a good run down the hill. But this time Haynes now running a better line into 1 and 2, so he's not giving up anywhere near as much ground as he did in Heat 3, and that keeps a cart length between the two as they come up over the rise and towards the dip onto the back straight once again. Now Finley Allen looks to the outside. He has got a good run this time, but Haynes has got the position on the inside. Allen tries the crossover, gives him a tap, and Haynes will hang on to the spot. So Finley Allen starting to get a little bit frustrated where he thinks he's got the advantage over Josh Haynes in that rock-solid cart. Just can't quite make the pass, though. Haynes now going back into defensive mode. That'll see the gap close right up again. Back in third is Cooper Allen. That's the in-flight ER cart of Cooper Allen, followed by Theodore Levanes, and then it's Mia Bolton rounding out the running here. So as Allen round the outside of Haynes that time. Great aggressive driving by the youngster at the top of the circuit, and not much he can do to defend that. And Allen goes out to lead. Both drivers into the 40s. Well, both drivers into the 39s now. Finley Allen a 39.272. Josh Haynes, a 39.816, and that is with an overtaking move being made. Cooper Allen, his fastest lap of the race now, a 39.472. Fastest lap of the race, Finley Allen, on lap 6, a 272. So they're getting very close to the speeds they were doing in heat number 3. Finley Allen, gap of 0.3 of a second. Now Haynes, he will stay with him because they both got very similar cart pace. That time, only 4/1000ths of a difference between the two carts there. Here comes a chance for Haynes as Allen was playing with the carburetor mixture screws. Haynes tried to rush up on the inside of him. One thing about carts, when they're so evenly matched, any time you muck around with the aerodynamics of the cart, you will cost yourself speed. And that time Alan found that out because he had to go and adjust the mixtures. What the driver's doing in that case is he's got a high and a low speed valve that have got small adjusters on it, needles in fact. And you adjust the needle, the more you open the needle, the richer the fuel air mixture is, the more fuel goes in. And Josh Haynes this time is able to capitalize on that because he is wound up and got it up and into first place. So Josh Haynes is your new race leader. Finley Allen in the 29 sits in second place. So again, Haynes goes on the defensive. Haynes being defensive after he made that pass. Going through turn number one and two. Takes the inside line there, which of course kills his speed, and that's going to allow Allen to drive up past him here. No, Allen goes for the carburetor again. So he's reading the dash, Finley Allen, seeing a temperature reading that he's not happy with, and is trying to adjust the carburetor mixtures to give him a better performance in the engine. Across the start-finish line for the checkered flag, and Josh Haynes has broken through to take his first win of the day. Finley Allen will win the day on points. Cooper Allen comes home in third. Now, can Lavaise finish in fourth? He does. Bolton back there in fifth position. Some great driving there in the cadets' final heat of the day. Congratulations to Josh Haynes, breaking through for his first win of the day. Finley Allen, with three wins and a second place, wraps up the points overall. Junior National is up on the circuit next. Junior National Heavy now out onto the grid. A line-up as follows. Off the pole will be Josh Fife in the 70 cart. Sean Chibiteri in the 13 starts out of position number 2. Ryan Johnson in the 9 starts out of 3. The 78 is Stuart Wiegland. Then the first of the heavies is Iseran, Boulding, Townsend, Whitty, Cooper and Venables is the race order. As a good even start in the lights, Boulding gets the jump in the heavies. Chibiteri comes around the outside of Fife into turn 1. He'll lead the way now. As Fife gets shuffled back, Wiegland making the move on him. No, he fights him off, going through the dip and up onto the back straight now. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, it is Sean Chibiteri. He won heat number 3 to Chibiteri after 2 second place finishes in a very exciting conclusion to heat number 3. Chibiteri leads the way from Fife. Then it's Wiegland, Johnson. First of the heavies is Boulding, followed by Whitty, who's having a much better run. He had a DNF in a heat. He actually dropped to the back of the field after a spin. He was put around in heat number 2. He's back in heat number 3. He's back now into 6th position. Iseran, who was the fastest or the lowest point scorer in the heavies, back in 3rd position, 7th place on the circuit. Then it's Townsend, Cooper and Venables. And the two Griffith drivers, Whitty and Venables, having a solid run. Through into complete lap number 2 now. And it is still Chibiteri, Fife, Wiegland, Johnson, Boulding, Iseran and Whitty. Then it's Townsend, Cooper, Venables, round out the 10. So Chibiteri, 36.821 his last lap for Fife, for 37.031. 36.932 for Wiegland, along with a 36.652 for Johnson. So Fife just slightly off the pace here, and that's why he's falling into the clutches of Wiegland and Johnson as they head up the back straight. Chibiteri opening up a half a second gap. Fife finding on the inside Wiegland. Wiegland makes the pass. Fife hangs on the outside. They're side by side coming off the top turn. Fife will hold on as they head down the pit straight, and the running order will remain the same. In the lights, it's still Chibiteri, Fife, Wiegland and Johnson. Back in the heavies though, Iserin's been fighting his way forward after dropping three spots. He's up to lead that class, fifth place overall on the racetrack. So Iserin, Boulding, Whitty, Townsend, Cooper, Venables. Iserin has had two wins and a second so far today in junior national competition. Boulding with 2 seconds and a win. So a win in the last heat for Boulding would be able to get him the overall win today. But at the moment, it is the three of Iserin who leads the way, and he will take out the points victory with three wins and a second. But Boulding's not letting him get away. This is the best battle on the circuit, the battle for fifth place on the racetrack. It's 3 versus 19. Iserin versus Boulding as they head up the back straight. Tributary's pulled away from Fife, who's now got Wiegland past him. So Wiegland is the new man in second position. Fife struggling and to hold off Johnson as they head down the start-finish straight. Iserin back there in fifth. He's got Boulding right on his back bumper. The gap between those two carts, 0.2 of a second, which is the equivalent to one cart length. Fife is back up into second as he makes the move on Stuart Wiegland down in the bottom of the circuit. So Sean Shibutari is enjoying this free rein at the front of the field. He sets the fastest lap of the race with a 36.59, this time by a 36.498, that is getting close to some of the fastest laps we've seen today in the junior national light field. Iserin and Boulding, that battle just breaking up now. Boulding has lost a lot of ground through turn 1-2 of that last lap. So as they work their way back through the pit turn once again, Shibutari looks over his shoulder. He hasn't got any pressure on him. One problem though for Josh Fife is Wiegland and Johnson both getting past him on that last lap. So he's now shuffled back to fourth. The man who started on the pole just isn't liking the hottest temperatures we've seen all day on the racetrack. Meanwhile, it's Shibutari with a 1.774 second lead. And that, you would think, with only one and a bit laps remaining, will be enough to see him come and take the win. Will the win be enough for Shibutari to take out the day? Yes, it will be. If Shibutari takes the win here, he will get the points overall with 2 second place finishes and a win. Fife with 2 wins and a third place. He had to stay ahead of Shibutari in this final heat to be able to claim victory overall. Iserin still holding off Cody Boulding in the heavies battle back there in 5th and 6th. The North Shore Car Club driver in cart number 3 looks like he's got it under control, as this man, Sean Shibutari, has indeed across the finish line. It's Shibutari, England, Johnson in 3rd, Fife in 4th. Then in the heavies, it was Iserin, his 3rd win of the day from Boulding. Whitty having another solid run, his 2nd 3rd place finish. Townsend in 4th. Then it's Cooper in 5th. And 6th is Venables. Some great driving in junior national heavy right throughout this first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. We hope you've enjoyed it. Open performance is out on the circuit next. Getting set for a start now in open performance as we look at the grid. Mark Townsend will start on the pole. Townsend today had a win in Heat 1, seconds in Heats 2 and 3, and has set the fastest lap of all 3 heats so far. Stephen Hampson starts out at position at number 2. Hampson, a 5th, a 3rd, and a win in heat number 3. Tony Prendergast's win in heat 2 helped out after a 9th and a 4th place finish. Nick Clapham He'll start out of position number 4 in the 26 car. Then it's Clinton Mezzagazzo in the 64. Steve Martin in the 2. Matthew Cooley in the 92. Eddie Ruiz in the 6. Greg Williams in the 15. And Harrison Knight rounds out the field in the 42 kart. All 10 karts out there are on the circuit. They've been having some very, very slow formation laps, which will make a interesting conclusion to today's open performance racing. Heat number 4 in formation now as they come down the back straight. Townsend and Hampson bring them down very slowly. I don't know who this really benefits. Prendergast and Clapham on the second row. They'll be keen to get a good start. Townsend's elected to go to the outside off the start. He gets the jump and leads them into turn number 1. Hampson falls into second. Clapham smacks up the back of Hampson as he gets punted by Mezzagazzo, who loses 2 spots. Prendergast getting up by him as well. Then it's back to Martin behind Clapham. Further back, Cooley, Ruiz, Williams and Knight rounds out the field. So work their way. In fact, Williams rounds out the field as Knight gets past him. So Townsend getting a great hole shot off the start away and sets up a 0.3 of a second lead over Stephen Hampson. Hampson, as I mentioned, won the second heat from position number 2 when Townsend had to come out of 6th position on that occasion. Townsend, 3 fastest laps of the race in 3 heats so far, and he leads quite handily at the moment. Hampson across the line in 2nd, Clapham still in 3rd, Prendergast in 4th, then Martin running very, very wide there. He drops the spot to Cooley, falls back into the chain in front of Eddie Ruiz in turn number 1. So Prendergast up to 3rd place now. Mark Townsend, a 32.107. It's Hampson who's pushing the numbers at the moment, a 31.956. Trying to close that gap back up, which is stretched out to about 3 card lengths. He closes in on Townsend into turn number 1, and Hampson in the 38 continues to push hard as they come up over the rise. Townsend just getting a better run through the S's that time, extends his advantage probably up to 0.4 of a second before Hampson closes him in under brakes. So some good solid driving here by Mark Townsend, Stephen Hampson. Mezzagazzo and Cooley have got past Clapham and Martin. Ruiz back there in 8th position as Prendergast is closing in on the top 2. So we could have a 3-way battle for the lead before this race is over. Certainly the battle for 4th. Mezzagazzo now ahead of Cooley. Clapham is back there in the 26 card, so he is pushing pretty hard to try and keep on the pace with a second bunch. Martin also trying to bridge the gap. He's almost bridged the gap to a 4-card battle for 4th place. There's a bit of blocking going on. Mezzagazzo trying to block Cooley. That gives Clapham another chance. Clapham gets into the back of Cooley that time. So Mezzagazzo gets away in 4th place now as they stacked up after a bit of bang and crash through the S's. That's really worked out in favour of the 64 cart, Clinton Mezzagazzo. Across the start finish line now, half race distance completed. Townsend has now got himself into a good rhythm. His last lap a 31.80, Hampson a 31.85, and Prendergast, the man on the charge, a 31.77. Fastest lap of the race is Tony Prendergast, a 31.713. But as yet, he's not close enough to make a move on Hampson. So Prendergast now within 0.3 of a second of Hampson, who has dropped back to 0.6 of a second behind our leader Mark Townsend in the 13 cart. Mezzagazzo in the 64. Rutten's in 4th position, Cooley in 5th in the 94 cart. Oh, Mezzagazzo with a problem, puts his hand up in the air, pulls off the racing line. So Metagazo now has to see his hopes go up in smoke as his cart will no longer complete this run. Race leader though is opening up his gap. Stephen Hampson starting to come under pressure now from Tony Prendergast, is allowing Mark Townsend to get away. Prendergast to the inside of Hampson, and Prendergast makes the pass easy round the top turns. Hampson sticks with him on the outside, but realises that's a forlorn hope. And Prendergast, who is running extremely fast at the moment, is now going to try, with the three laps remaining, to close in on Mark Townsend in the 13 cut at the front of the field. So the battle for fourth has changed, with Cooley in the 92 sitting in fourth position. Then it's Clapham, Martin. Ruiz is holding off Knight for the moment as they head up the back straight. The entire field is within a quarter of a lap of each other, with two laps to go. Johnson, then Prendergast. Prendergast, 1.5 seconds behind Townsend, as they have 1.5 laps left to finish up. Williams, his bad day continues. His second DNF in open performance as he pulls his card off the circuit. Race leader, Mark Townsend, comes down to the white flag. Prendergast, he has lost his momentum late in this race, and now falling back into the clutches of Stephen Hampson as they're on the final circuit. As a leader, Mark Townsend heads up the back straight for the final time. Around the top turn, he sets his sights towards the pit turn and the checkered flag. Mark Townsend will take his second win of the day. Second place, Tony Prendergast, a good run for him. Third place going to Stephen Hampson. Fourth place to Matthew Cooley. Then it was Nick Clapham, Steve Martin, Eddie Ruiz, Harrison Knight, the final cart, still out there running. So a good, solid performance there for Mark Townsend. And as I check, I think this race is the only race he didn't pick up the fastest lap of the race, which on this occasion went to Tony Prendergast with a 31.661. Up next, it's the Sportsman Heavy Final. Just a reminder of some of the great sponsors of the Canberra Car Racing Club, including Capital Trophies and Sportswear, Biozoom, quality cleaning products, the Canberra Car Shed out there at Fishwick, Neoplex Architectural Signage, Natural Gas and Water, Rock Solid Concreting, Stable Karting out there in Mitchell, Yass Valley Earthworks, and Yass Firewood Supplies. We hope you'll continue to support the people who support karting in your local area. So, Sportsman Heavy out on the circuit now for their fourth heat of the day. Robert Hogan, Adrian Hogan, the front row. The 6, Robert Hogan. The 17, Adrian Hogan. The 66 of John McCabe. The 47 of Benjamin Forbes. 51, Andrew Hemphill. The 4 is Brett Staples. The 7, Barry Laver. And the 8 is Paul McCabe. So, next time around we'll have a start. Robert Hogan today, 3 wins from 3 starts, the fastest lap of the race in 2 of those 3 heats. John McCabe in heat number 2 was the fastest, although he finished 3rd. McCabe, 2nd and 2 3rd places. He was the Canberra Car Racing Club champion in Sportsman Heavy last year. We got people waving their arms around this time, but we found the starts have been so slow, I don't think you'll have any trouble getting position. In fact, they're in good formation now, almost as if they're ready to start going into the pit turn, the way they're in formation now. You'll watch and see the front row break as they come around the pit turn. Robert Hogan Well, he wasted no time. He got the start too, so he got a huge hole shot off the start, and that opened the door to allow John McCabe up into second position. So Adrian Hogan shuffled back to third, then it's Benjamin Forbes, Hemphill, Staples, Laver and Paul McCabe tailing Charlie on the field. A good start that time by Robert Hogan really got the advantage, and he now looks to press that point as they come down pit straight. McCabe pulls out a line there. Interesting. I didn't think he was anywhere near challenging. He looked like he was about a tenth to two-tenths of a second back. In fact, at the start-finish line, he's three-tenths of a second behind the leader in Robert Hogan. Hogan, McCabe, that's John McCabe in the 66, then the 17 of Adrian Hogan. Those three have certainly been the fastest out there right throughout the day, as we look for to see how they can continue this run, heading across the top turns, through pit turn, and this time Adrian Hogan into the back bumper of John McCabe. So head through the S's. It's going to be Hogan opening up a 0.4 of a second advantage over McCabe. Now, Hogan, as I said, has done his best time today in Heat 1 when the conditions were a lot cooler on the circuit. It was a 32.57. This best lap of the race so far, a 33.155. So he's pulling away. This was a quick lap for Robert Hogan, a 32.9. So now into the 32s. First into the 32s, in fact, your race leader, cart number 6, Robert Hogan. John McCabe, the 66 cart, 33.2. Adrian Hogan, a 33.3. So those two just being gapped now by the leader, Robert Hogan, as he is setting this one up for a very solid win to try and make it four straight wins to kick off the year here in 2013. So John McCabe getting some breathing space now as he pulls out a three cart length advantage over Adrian Hogan. Andrew Hemphill's under a bit of pressure. He has got Benjamin Forbes, Brett Staples and Barry Laver right on their back bumper. Barry Laver having troubles today, just needing to get his fitness back after a very enjoyable summer when I was speaking to him. Oh, and around goes Hemphill. So Hemphill, I'm pretty sure he got a little bit of help with that. And so, Benjamin Forbes, Staples, Laver and McCabe all move up one spot as Hemphill will record a DNF. His first DNF of the day after a 4th, 5th and 7th place. And obviously he just couldn't get the cart set up to his liking as the temperature came up. Hogan, McCabe, Adrian Hogan, Benjamin Forbes, Brett Staples. Staples on Forbes now as they come through the S's, but Forbes just much quicker out of the S's now. Interesting fact today that we have carts at this meeting running three different types of tyre in the sportsman class, as there were not enough Dunlop SL6s available. There's a mixture of Mojos and Reds out there along with the Dunlops. So just making things that little bit more interesting by having those different tyre choices available. And Hogan at the moment, well, he's making best use of his tyre and engine combination, because he is out in front by 1 second over John McCabe in the 66 car. So the battle for second is starting to hot up again as those two carts, Constantine, are back together. McCabe and Hogan, that's Adrian Hogan, 0.176 of a second. That last lap, Adrian Hogan was 0.2 of a second faster than John McCabe. So that is a real worry for John McCabe as he heads down into the pit turn once again with three laps left to run. He's giving up more time to Hogan again. A tenth of a second that time means that Adrian Hogan in the 17 cart is right on his bumper. Robert Hogan out to a 1.5 second lead. No other battle on the circuit but for McCabe John, 66 cart. Behind him, the 17 of Adrian Hogan. Nose to tail around the top of the circuit. They work their way across the start finish line. It's still McCabe and Hogan, nose to tail. The battle is for second place. Robert Hogan is long gone. Almost out to 2 seconds. Adrian Hogan goes for the carburetor now. Tries to adjust the mixtures to get some more performance out of that cart. Around the top of the circuit. Adrian Hogan has got the speed, but he just can't find the line. As they head down into turn number one, McCabe just has that gap enough so that he can hold him off. We've started the final lap here in Sportsman, 1-2-5 heavy. Robert Hogan is well out in front. Again, Adrian Hogan on the carburetor, looking to try and make a move up the inside as they head through the top turns. Can he do anything coming off the top turns? No, it's still nose to tail. But Robert Hogan takes win number four and sweeps the day. McCabe home in second. Third place, Adrian Hogan. Fourth place goes to Forbes. Staples, Laver, and Paul McCabe round out the running order. So an interesting Sportsman heavy final here as the rookies are set to go out onto the circuit. This is the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. In other motorsport news now going on around the world, Jason Sides has taken out the Sydney World Series Sprint Car round in the Dakar. It was Peter Hansel and Cyril Despres. Peter Hansel in the cars and Despres in the bikes, winning the Dakar rally. Sebastian Loeb has won the Monte Carlo rally. And no surprise to many, Casey Stoner has made it official. He will be running in the Dunlop Series for 888 Race Engineering. And they haven't announced a sponsor for that one, but you'd have to feel with his connections to Red Bull, you might see a Red Bull car in the Dunlop Series, I'm sure. But we will see as we get set for the rookies. Away and racing. It was Bolden Ward off the front row. It's Ward who gets the hole shot. Fripp off the second row with Lofts, Harness, Granger and Johnson. But Fripp getting the best of that start as well as Bolden was caught napping. He's back down in about fifth position currently and with some work to do. Jaden Bolden, who started on the pole after having two wins and a second place, fastest lap in all three heats, now down in, well, he's worked his way back up to fourth already as they come through to complete lap number one of this final heat. The 55, Cameron Ward, Rowan Fripp in the 75, Taylor Harness in the 7, Boulding in the 16, then it's Lofts in the 13, Granger in the 11, and Johnson in the 99. So as they work through the dip and up onto the back straight, Ward already going to the carburetor to try and maintain his performance level at the front of the field. He has a half a second gap after just one lap of racing. They work their way back onto the pit straight as they head into the pit turn to complete lap number two. We get a feel of what sort of lap times they're doing now as it was Ward a 38.4. Fripp a 38.7, Harness a 38.8, Boulding a 38.7. So, Boulding still with a bit of work to do. Ward, though, out in front with the fastest lap of the race so far. That time, compared to 37's point 33.7s, I should say, earlier in the day, has got a bit to go before they're at their faster speeds. Across the line this time, a 38.2 for Ward, a 38.7 for Fripp. Balding makes the pass on Harness and is up into third place in that 16 cart. Looking at the points, with two wins and a second for Harness, Ward with a win and a third, I think if Ward was to win here, and 2 seconds and two wins would actually get Balding their points overall, as he makes the pass on Rowan Fripp. Jaden Balding in the 16 card, up into second place. So Jaden Balding doesn't have to panic now. He can just run in that second position for the rest of the race and just manage that position so that he can take the overall win and the main points out of round number one of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. It's Cameron Ward with a 38.4, his last lap. The best lap of the race was the last lap of Jaden Balding, a 38.1. They go across the line again, and now Balding is into the 37s. So he is closing that gap down to 0.8 of a second between Cameron Ward and the 55 cart and the 16 cart of Jaden Balding. Ward sits back there in a very interesting position. He knows he hasn't got the outright speed that Jaden Balding has, but he is very good at making that cart wide, as we saw in heat number two when he took the win over Jaden Balding. And he's got a handy buffer. It was 0.8 of a second last time by. It's down to 0.4 of a second now, as Balding, again, a 37.78. So that is right on the money with the times earlier today. Ward a 38.1 again, so he knows that Balding has got the speed on him, and now that Balding's right on the back bumper of the 55 cart, we'll see just how aggressive he's prepared to be. As they head into the pit turn, Cameron Ward, your race leader in the 55, Jaden Balding in the 16. He's worked his way back up from fifth position, looks down the inside, Ward slams the door. Through the S's now, and up over the rise towards the dip. And Ward just doing everything he can to keep Balding at bay. He goes to the carburet again. This could be costly for him, as Balding up on the inside still cannot make the pass. Off the top turns, they're still nose to tail, as it is. Ward, Balding, nose to tail, they head down into the pit turn. The lap times for Balding dropping off because he's now stuck right behind the cart of Ward. Ward doing 38 sixes. And Balding, 38 sixes as well, down from his 37 sevens. He goes to the inside now, Balding on Ward. Can he make the pass? No, Ward still got enough for him at the end of the straight to hold him off. Further back in the field, Granger having a good battle there with Taylor Harness. That's the 7 and the 11. And Taylor Harness just holding William Granger at bay for a number of laps, but now Granger has found his way past and up into fourth position. So, as they come under the white flag now, Cameron Ward has got 3/4 of a lap to try and hold off Jaden Balding as they head up to the top of the circuit. Balding is side by side with Ward as they go into the top turns. Balding makes the pass. Balding takes the lead and heads towards the checkered flag. Ward tried hard but just couldn't hold off the speed of Jaden Balding, who'll come across the line and take the checkered flag. Balding home first. Second to Cameron Ward. Third place to Rowan Fripp. Fourth place to William Granger. Then it's Taylor Harness, Ethan Johnson and Anthony Lofts. Having some dramas there, I believe, because Lofts had been running better than that right throughout the day. In fact, he hadn't finished worse than fourth, where he had three of those. So have to think there was a mechanical problem prevailing there for Anthony Loss. Sportsman Restricted, final heat of the day, is up next. This is the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship for season 2013. As they're warming up here for the start of Sportsman Restricted Light and Heavy, I'll set the field for you now. Remembering that Jeffrey Bell in the 44 is the only heavy in the field, he'll start out at position number 4. On points, it's Macaulay Allen on the pole from Jack McCoy. McCoy is at a second and two-thirds. Macaulay Allen, three straight wins with two fastest laps of the race. Now, Matthew Kenneth had a DNF in heat number one, where he lost his front nose cone, and that has cost him dearly. In the provisional license holders, a mix of heavies and lights, it's the 73 of Nardi, 20 of Norsvind, 8 of Millward, the 87 of Rudrum, Hutchinson's in the 24, the 31 of Humphreys, the 3 of Morris, 47 of Reed, Vance and Tim Kenseth round out the running order. Away and racing, a very fast start by comparison to the rest of the day, and Allen gets the advantage. Oh, barging through was Kenneth on McCoy. He'll go up into second position now, as back there in third, McCoy in the 94 cart finds his way through. Then it's back to Bell, who's got Nardi, Norseman and Millward all behind him as they try to sort things out. Some of the light P-platers wanting to get past the heavier 44 cart of Bell, who's running 20 kilos more weight in that cart and subsequently loses that performance. So, Nord's fan is back there in fourth position now as the 73 of Nardi makes the pass on Bell going through the dip and up onto the back straight on lap number two. Rudrum, Millward, Hutchinson's, Humphreys, Vance, Morris, Reading, Tim Kenseth are the running order. So Macaulay Allen is still your race leader, a 34.254, not the fastest lap of the race. That's Jack McCoy with a 34.144. So far today, fastest lap of the day in this class is a 33.69, which was done by Matthew Kenneth in heat number two. So Kenneth's points hurt quite badly by losing a nose cone in heat number one. That DNF in a field of 10 entrants is quite costly when there's three drivers who are all certainly the class of the field time-wise, and with none of the others having DNF'd, he is a long way behind on points. Yeah, the three cart, gee, this is a bad news for the three cart of Matthew Morris, who has had a solid run today, the P-plater. He's off the circuit now. And just pulling his gloves off. I didn't see what caused the problem, whether it was a chain coming adrift or another mechanical problem. But he certainly didn't look like he's hit anything. He seems all right. And his cart, well, not quite all the way off. He needs to bring it down to the cutout of the gate, so that the yellow flags can be put away. So if he moves that car down to the gap just at the gate near the starter, he'll be right and will be a green track all the way around. As Allen, Kenneth and McCoy, 1, 2 and 3, have a healthy buffer between themselves and Michael Norsvand, who sits back there in the P20 card. He's starting to have some pressure applied to him by the 73 of Daniel Nardi. Nathan Rudrum in the 87 now is up past Jeffrey Bell. Millward, Hutchinson, Humphreys all trying to get past Bell as well, as they have got a speed advantage over him, but just the experience of Jeffrey Bell keeping him ahead of those carts at the moment. So as the leader heads up over the rise, Macaulay Allen still leading the way. Macaulay Allen, as I said, has swept all before him in this one. He had starts, though, not having to trouble too much, starting out a third pole and second, because the rest of the field in the restricted class is predominantly made up of P-platers. But has had plenty of pace today. Matthew Kenneth, as we're past halfway, seven laps now completed, Kenneth has the fastest lap of the race, a 33.966. So a 33.966 for Matthew Kenneth. Allen's best, a 34.051. Jack McCoy, who's in third, a 34.090. No real change as the front three come across the start-finish line to complete lap number eight. Kenneth now looks to dive up the inside. McCoy wasn't close enough to capitalise on it as he locked it up and threw it sideways. But McCoy has been able to benefit from it. He's closed in and now will be putting some pressure on Matthew Kenneth in the closing stages of this race. So the race leader, still Macaulay Allen. Kenneth and McCoy starting to have a battle for third position as Nardi starts to close in on Norsvan now. Further back in the field, Rub Run, Millward. It's now Millward and Hutchinson past Jeffrey Bell. Humphreys is having a good battle with Reed. Vance, Tim Kenseth rounds out the running order. The Nordsvan in the battle for fourth place, car number 20 against Nardi in the 73. They work their way around the top of the circuit. And it is Nordsvan who's been able to withstand this challenge as, Hutchinson spins as he comes through the dogleg. So that's going to cost him a number of positions now. He'll gather things back up and will rejoin in 11th position. So white flag going out this time. Macaulay Allen well out in front. Macaulay Allen looks like he's going to take a well-earned victory. Kenneth again with the fastest lap of the race, holding Jack McCoy at bay. Nordsvan and Nardi closing up here on the last lap, but I don't think they'll be able to make the pass. Interesting, Rudrum and Millward close. Millward looking to the inside of Rudrum, but almost collects Rudrum as he pulls out of the pass. But checkered flag goes to Allen. Matthew Kenneth is next. McCoy, Nordsvand, Nardi comes home in fifth position. Then it's Rudrum, Millward, only a fraction of a second between those two. Then it is Bell, Reed, Humphreys, Hutchinson, Vance and Kenneth rounding out the runners here in heat number four of the Sportsman Light and Sportsman Restricted Light and Heavy. Well, Morris getting his card away again, so the mechanical problem I thought it must have had couldn't have been that serious if he could refire it and get racing. Up next, it's the Sportsman Super Heavies, and after that we conclude it all with Junior Max. Thank you to everyone today, all the officials, for coming out here and supporting the Canberra Kart Racing Club Sportsman Super Heavy up onto the circuit next. As we just remind you, the next round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship is on 17th of February, the February Open Sprint. Then in March, it's the first round of the Southern Star Series. The Southern Star Series on the 23rd and 24th of March, it'll be round three of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Then on the 21st of April, round four is the April Open Sprint. Round 5, the ACT titles on the 18th and 19th of May. So that's the next four rounds in the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. As we get set for this Rotax Sportsman Super Heavies. Just like to remind you of the great sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, including Capital Trophies and Sportswear, Biozoom, quality cleaning products, the Kart Shed, now open in Fishwick, Neoplex, architectural signage, natural gas and water, rock solid concreting, stable karting, and Yass Valley Earthworks, along with Yass Firewood Supplies. Thanks to them for their great sponsorship of the Canberra Kart Racing Club here in 2013. Don't forget, you can check out all the news of the Canberra Kart Racing Club at www.canberrakarts.com.au. Eddie Ruiz is on the pole here. Danny Jark's out of position two. Ian McPhee, Greg Williams and Nathan Jess is the order. As Danny Jarks gets a great start on the outside. It's Ruiz, though, that has the line into turn number one. Jess has got his cart welded back up. He broke his chassis before heat number three and was unable to make it out onto the track. He's got that repaired and he's obviously confident with the work because he was immediately bonsaiing it down into third place. So Ruiz, Jarks, Jess, the six of Eddie Ruiz, the Ruiz construction cart, now a Grenfell Club member, so not running for points here in the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Oh, a bit of elbows out work there by Greg Williams. Williams getting his way up the inside of Nathan Jess to take back third place. Ian McPhee back there in fifth. So some great racing today in this Sportsman Super Heavy fourth and final heat out on the circuit, and Eddie Ruiz is pulling away to a handy lead. So Danny Jarks in second position, doing a great job here. Greg Williams in third, pulling away from Nathan Jess. Ruiz lap times in the 34.0. Jarks a 34.5, Williams a 34.7, Jess a 36.3, but he lost a bit of time when Williams forced his way through down in turn one in a good move. And McPhee, 36.4. So it looks like Jess's car starting to four stroke there, so it's way too rich as he was going across the start finish line. So that's why he's starting to lose a bit of time. And, 35.4, that last lap. Jess will have to do something about the engine if he wants to get that performance back. So, Eddie Ruiz, leading the way, just set his fastest lap of the race on that last lap. As he comes across the line now, he betters it again. He's into the 33.937. Now, Ruiz has had the fastest lap of the race, a 33.93, close to equaling his best time in heat number 3, which he had a 33.92. Daniel Jarks with the 43 cart there. He's 2.5 seconds behind the race leader. Williams is starting to close in on him. Last lap he took 0.7 seconds out of his lead. As Ruiz comes across the start-finish line, the battle is heating up for second. The 43 of Danny Jarks and the 15 of Greg Williams. So Williams doing a good job back there. The 11P of Nathan Jess just still can't get the performance out of the car he saw earlier in the race. But half race distance now completed. Race leader Eddie Ruiz comes across the start finish line. Jarks and at Williams, only 0.4 of a second between those two. That equates to about a cart length on the racetrack. The 43, trying to jump that cart, wheels in the air. Jacques just trying to get every ounce of performance he can find, knowing that Williams, with his experience, will be hard to keep him behind. All the while, Ruiz, the 2011 Canberra Kart Racing Club Senior Champion, out in front. Then it's back to Jacques. Jacques with a 34.556. Williams with a 34.592. So Williams now matching the pace of Jacques, but still 0.4 of a second behind. So this could be handy for Jacques to maintain that second position overall and second position on the racetrack. Jacques today, third in heat one, fourth in heat two, second in heat number three, currently running in second position. Williams, two DNFs. He lost his chain guard, started flapping, and the new rules from the AKA in 2013 is if any component or if anything's flapping on the cart, then they're immediately to be given a mechanical black flag. And that's what happened to Greg Williams in heat number one. In heat number two, mechanical problems saw him withdraw from the race. So sits in third place currently after his previous finish being a second to Eddie Ruiz. 5.3 seconds is the gap between first and second, Ruiz to Jacques. That is the length of the back straight on the Canberra Kartway. So as the leader heads down, two laps left to run this time by, he completes lap number 10. He's just easing off the pace slightly. No, a 33.859. The 33.859 is the fastest lap of the race. So Eddie Ruiz is wanting to crush everyone behind him. 34.851 for Danny Jacques, a 34.324 for Greg Williams. But Greg Williams is still 0.2 of a second back. And it doesn't really look like he's going to trouble Danny Jacques before the end of the race. Eddie Ruiz leads the way under the white flag now. Jacques the next car through. Ooh, sideways entering turn one. He's opened the door for Williams. Williams tried to put his nose in it going into the S's. He had it slammed shut and that lost Williams a bunch of time. He looks over his shoulder. He realizes that he's spent his chance. And Eddie Ruiz takes the victory. Heat number four. Ruiz takes the win. His fourth of the day. Jacques will take out second place ahead of Williams in third. Fourth will be Jess and fifth place in McPhee. Junior Max comes up next. It's just Josh Hemphill and Chris Cooper to finish off the day's racing here at Canberra.